On Getting Out of Bed, The Burden and Gift of Living by Alan Noble. Review. Alan Noble doesn't give a self-help five steps to getting over depression, nor does he give the just turn it over to Christ empty claim on dealing with mental illness. Noble doesn't put all hopes into medicine, nor does he claim the Christian is to never touch the stuff. This balanced book is a helpful book for Christians on how one experiences and deals with sorrow, despair, anxiety, and mental illness. There's no easy answers, and there are no quick steps to just get over it. Review. Wow. I was really impressed with this book, and Noble's taking on these sensitive issues. This is not a self-help book, nor is it a let-go-and-let-God book. It's not a name-it-and-claim-it, nor is it a put on sackcloth and ashes, it's your fault book. What this book is a needed reminder that life is hard. We can go through hard times and live in hard ways, but God is God who has made promises we can trust, and one of those promises is that he loves his children. This is a book about looking at depression, mental illness, panic attacks, or just feeling down through that lens and taking it with the balance Noble gives. I was so impressed with the balance here. Noble stands on the line of truth and understanding. He will caution against overdiagnosis, but then caution against turning a blind eye to issues that one needs to find help. He tells painful truths like one needs to avoid reveling in the dour nature for the attention of others, while also being lovingly kind to people who stay silent to not burden people who need to seek out help from others. The overall arc is that sometimes just doing one little thing, like getting out of bed, is a goal, and then you find your next thing, the next right thing to do. Noble hangs the truth on a couple of different truths. One, being made in the image of God shows our life as precious. And two, God has made promises we should believe in, and one of the ways we can believe in them is to show by actively doing so. And three, we can biblically love ourselves, not in the worldly, superficial way, but in the 1 Corinthians 13 way. This is a book that I finished and ordered a physical copy to mark out and lend out to others. I would call this book one of my reverse highlight books, in that I would have made it through quicker if I highlighted what I didn't want to pay attention to on a quick glance through. Noble's care and love for those struggling is evident, and not just as someone who puts the forward of the line, I am one of you too, but in the God is God who keeps his promises, and the ultimate goal is for us to keep on living for his glory. I highly recommend this book. I ordered his other two as well because of this. Final grade, A+. Apologetics, A Justification of Christian Belief by John Frame. Overview. Theologian John Frame gives his take on proper Christian apologetics. He looks at topics such as proof, defense, offense, reason, evidence, biblical authority, the problem of evil, and the lordship of Christ. You know, if only there was some sort of podcast that you could go through this book that would be really helpful to understand this one. Oh well. Review. This book was fully discussed on Cave of the Cross Apologetics. John Frame has been a well-known theologian and apologist for some time. While he's known to have written whole systematic theologies and apologetic tomes, this updated book is a good introductory book on presuppositionalism, reformed apologetics for a college-level discussion. What Frame does is lay out the role of apologetics in the life of the Christian and also the impact it should have. He covers the three aspects of reality a good apologetic should cover, like metaphysics, epistemology, and ethics. How things are, how we know things, and what should we do with those. Within each of these are breakout discussions on things like the necessity of the Trinity, the need to ground knowledge in a consistent means, and always a constant need to be true to what your claims actually are. Probably one of the most controversial topics Frame takes on is the critique of Cornelius Van Til's transcendental argument. There are areas of disagreement with Frame here, but it does not come from the point of view more Van Til critics have, which is to not really try to understand what Van Til is trying to say. Frame is a fan of Van Til and subscribes to a lot of what he puts forth. As a tag discussion point, this is a good one to go over. Other points throughout this book is the necessity of the gospel in one's apologetics and in the discussion of the problem of evil. Frame wants to do what he does throughout the book, which is to encourage Christians to be Christians in their apologetic and discussions. this is a highlight of Frame's writing in that he speaks as a Christian, assumes as a Christian, and lays out arguments consistent with what he actually believes. I would say that the one negative aspect of this book is the flow of the topic doesn't always stick with what came before, and there are parts of the book that seem kind of copy and pasted in the works from previous writings. This is admitted to in parts, so it's not as if Frame is hiding this fact. Also, these topics do require a lot of discussion points to really hit it solidly, and even for a 350-plus page book, there are sections that are too short for the discussion to be fully fleshed out. If you're looking to get into Frame, but may be intimidated by some of this larger writings, or you're looking to set up a reading in presuppositionalism from an introductory level, or a critique portion from another presuppositionalist, this would be a good book to do that. Final grade, B+.